Your reasons for listening to the show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people. Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
Greetings and welcome to another edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hope you guys enjoyed your Labor Day weekend. Make sure you check out my YouTube page, youtube.com/Tuttle. If you haven't already subscribed, do that. Make sure you hit that bell button. Because when you hit that bell button, you're going to get alerted to any time I go live or upload any new content. Got to tell you, I miss you guys. I'm sorry about taking Monday off, but I needed a day. You know what? Everybody else is enjoying it. I love being productive, but I just wanted a day. I mean, I did work out today. I helped my mom around the house with some chores and stuff like that. I know a day off for me is you would think, oh, well, you know, you took a nap, you relaxed, you did this, you did that. Nah, man, it's hard for me to stay idle. So I took the time to take care of some of the stuff around the house. I weed-eated. I worked out, like I already said. I ended up doing laundry today. I ended up doing a whole bunch of stuff. So I know that I didn't do a live stream as well last night, but everything's going to get back to its normal scheduling starting today, because tonight at 8, I plan on doing another Tuttle Daily Podcast, a live stream. Hopefully, it won't be a train wreck like the last one I did on Friday, where I kept having all the issues with my phone buffering or my signal getting throttled, which I think is complete and absolute bullshit, in my opinion. How can you say that it's unlimited when it's not really, really unlimited? Yeah, it is unlimited, but I mean, we're going to control how much. It's like having plaque buildup in your artery. We're only going to limit a certain amount of blood that's going to be circulating through your body. So that's basically what the cell phone companies are doing. Their plaque buildup in your arteries and constricting blood flow. That's basically giving your phone a friggin' grabber. Anyways, I want to play this little piece of audio. You know how I've been talking all the time about how the Tuttle Daily Podcast is only going to be able to grow because of the supporters' word of mouth. One of the great supporters, Anthony, I don't even know if he wants me to say his last name, but I want to thank Anthony because on the Monsters in the Morning, I remember when I was on the show, they did a Triple R trivia at 7 to be able to give away some stuff. And I guess that they're doing it now where you win a prize, plus you get to plug whatever you want to. And Anthony, I guess, ended up winning trivia that day and ended up plugging the Tuttle Daily Podcast. And I cannot thank him enough for this amazing advertisement he gave me on the 100,000-watt flamethrower that's known as Real Radio 104.1 WTKS in Orlando.
King Anthony, what would you like to plug and tell us about, buddy?
All right, what I would like to plug is, you know, someone everyone knows on the radio has been around the station is Tuttle. Tuttle and his daily podcast.
All right.
I'd like to promote his YouTube live stream, just a fan, and that's what I'd like to plug.
Well, that's very nice of you. How's he doing? He sent me a text the other day when Fez passed. He got hold of me and let me know about it. So I know he's working pretty hard. I know he's cleaned himself up. He's not drinking anymore. He's really, really doing a lot better. So that's good to hear. I appreciate you supporting him. That's nice of you.
See, and I got to tell you, that would not have happened. That would not have happened. And I don't want people to think the only reason that I made up with Russ or I mended bridges with Russ was to be able to get in good with him. But I'm telling you right now, if I don't make an attempt to repair the bridge that I burned with Russ Rollins, that would never happen. And I can't thank Russ enough for allowing that to happen because, I mean, they got a delay. Russ could have easily dumped that and moved along, but he did not. So I got to thank Russ for allowing Anthony, who is a big listener of Tom and Dan. He's a big listener of Real Radio. He's a big listener of my Tuttle Daily podcast. So I thought this was really, really cool of Anthony to do.
Yeah, entertaining show. Check it out.
Good. All right. So it's his podcast, right?
Yes.
Well, good.
Just,
good.
Tuttle Daily podcast, and also he does a daily live stream. He does at night. So some good content.
Well, good. Well, that's, you know what? You're king, Anthony, so you can plug and promote whatever you want. And I appreciate you listening, and thanks for supporting him, okay?
All right, thanks.
All right, man, you got it. There you go. Put him on hold.
Man, Anthony, thank you. Look, I'm not saying everybody's going to be able to get on a big-ass radio station to promote the Tuttle Daily podcast, but you just telling one person a day, telling a friend, telling a family, telling a loved one, telling you, just tell anybody, because guess what? I'm just asking for people to listen to the show once. Give me a shot. And if you don't like it, then you don't like it. I'm not going to be mad at you. I'm not going to be like, F you. I know a lot of people probably saw me and Tampa Terry Light end up talking a little bit on YouTube. Wasn't mad at him at all, but I mean, come on, man. Don't get mad because I tell you to chill out, but like I just said, me and Tampa Terry talked. Me and Tampa Terry are cool. I'm going to give it a little bit of time and then eventually maybe have him on again. I think he's entertaining, but he kind of did me wrong that day. I'm sorry that if I don't want to have him on immediately. And then for Tampa Terry Light to, like, come at me and just say, well, he's way more over than you, like, I mean, that's completely uncalled for. Like, now you make me not want to have Tampa Terry on. But I'm not going to be that radio host. I'm not going to be a dick. I appreciate Tampa Terry Light and all the support that he gives this podcast. I love you, buddy. Hopefully you're not mad at me. Hopefully you didn't take what I said in the wrong, like, manner, but you were hounding me, man. You were just Gary Coxing me. You were just wearing me out about getting Tampa Terry on again, which kind of makes me believe it's Tampa Terry. Like, I'm just being honest. But I could be wrong, but I'm just saying, I don't want to be rude. I don't want to make assumptions, but man, the way that you're pushing Tampa Terry on me, almost makes me think that Tampa Terry Light is just Tampa Terry. And trust me, I got other Twitter accounts. I got one other Twitter account, Shit Tuttle Says, and I got this one, and that's all that I got. So what I'm trying to say is I wouldn't put it past it, but I'm also not going to assume that Tampa Terry Light is actually Tampa Terry. But I do appreciate everything that Tampa Terry Light does for promoting the Tuttle Daily podcast. The next story that I wanted to talk about, the one thing I've hated the most about this pandemic is how political it's become. Republican versus Democrat. Now we got this whole abortion thing going on. You know, it's like, it's very, very hypocritical. Like, for the conservatives to say, oh, you don't tell me what I can do to my body because guess what? It's my body. And then on the other hand, in Texas, they're like, nope, women can't have abortions, even if it's rape or incest. You know what I got to say? That's a big F you to both sides. It's like, it should be nobody's business. But I really, really do think this next story is just taking it a little bit too far. I don't care what side of the story or stance you take when it comes to masks or vaccinations or anything that has to do with the coronavirus pandemic.
It may be a first of its kind case. A Cook County judge here at the Daily Center has stripped a Chicago mom of her parenting rights because she's refused to get the COVID vaccine.
So wait, what you're trying to tell me is that we will let drug addicted mothers that just want to keep having kids over and over and over again, that leave drugs laying around, or parents that are that don't like follow correct gun safety laws, and a kid accidentally shoots himself. You don't see the kids getting taken away from those mothers. I've talked about this before. It should be a really, really red flag for the most part, but there are scenarios. I do know some women that don't have their kids, and it's because that they got their kids' best interest in hand. But for the most part, I think that a child should be with the mother. I mean, it's just, it's plain and simple facts that the mother should have the kids. I'm not saying the whole time, but for the most part, the kids are going to be better off with the mother. But there, that's why I also said there's a big, big red flag. But for you to take a mother's kid away just because she does not have the vaccine, you know what this is? This is small town politics. I'm sure that the father has probably a friend or something in the higher ups that was like, oh man, this is a way that I can get my kid back. I can screw over. Because let's be honest, 9 times out of 10, it's not about what's best for the kid. It's about screwing over your ex, which is a very, very, very sad, like, dissertation on the society that we're living in now, that we would rather screw over our exes and not have what's in our best, in our kids' best interest.
And he is a very sweet boy. He's my whole world.
You miss him?
I miss him more than anything.
Rebecca Furlett has been divorced for 7 years and shares custody of her 11-year-old son with her ex-husband, what had been a 50-50 split in parenting time. But on August 10th, in an unrelated child support hearing, Cook County Judge James Shapiro asked Furlett whether she'd been vaccinated. When she told the judge no because she's had bad reactions to vaccines in the past, Judge Shapiro stripped Furlett of all of her parenting time until she agrees to get vaccinated.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. This right here, not only now are we telling, this is what I don't get, people. Like, how can the conservatives have any right to tell a woman what she can or cannot do with her body, but then, like, on the other side, when the liberals are all like, you need to get vaccinated, why aren't you wearing a mask? You guys all like, can't tell me what I do with my body. No. I mean, the hypocrisy on both sides. You know how I've been telling you over and over and over again, I don't support either side? Because I don't. Because it's so fucking it's hypocrisy at its finest. It's the exact definition of hypocrisy.
I think that it's wrong. I think that it's dividing families, and I think that it's not in my son's best interest to be away from his mother.
Furlett is now asking the appellate court to stay the judge's order, her attorney saying the judge has overstepped his authority.
You have to understand, the father did not even bring this issue before the court.
Hold up. See, now this story even pisses me off even more that they would do this. Like, what is the reasoning? This is a judge that has future political aspirations or is trying to do a favor just to prove a point to, like, I can't even figure this one out. I'm usually good at seeing what the angle or the play is when it comes to stories like this. But I just can't find it now. Why would this judge even get involved with this if the husband did not say anything at all? Like, I thought this was all the husband. This was the husband just trying to be a dick, to screw over his ex and not have the best interest in the kid. But no, this is a judge sticking his nose into something that has no part. This is maddening. That's all I can say.
So it's the judge on his own making this decision that you can't see your child until you're vaccinated.
We just wanted the mother to pay support.
The father's attorney, Jeffrey Leving, says while they were surprised by the order, he believes the judge is making the right call, given the seriousness of the pandemic.
And there are children that have died because of COVID. I think every child should be safe.
Okay. Well, I would like to see where this guy stands on the abortion laws that are being passed. Hey, guess what, people? This is all going to be happening here in the state of Florida. Bet your ass. I will take bets from anybody right now that Florida's governor, Ron DeSantis, will be trying to get abortion unlegalized. I don't even know if that's a word, but he will get it banned. You as women will not be able to have abortions in the state of Florida before it's all said and done. Mark my words. Mark my words. Because the Supreme Court, see, everybody was wondering why everybody was making such a big, like, deal about Trump getting three Supreme Court justices in right under the wire before he left. Yeah, that's the reason why. Because Supreme Court said they didn't even want to touch it. They didn't necessarily say they were against it, but they said that they would look back at it at a certain time. And where I do have a problem with that whole thing is because of no exceptions, even when it comes to rape or incest. You know how many kids, you know how many moms that are going to look at that kid every single day and it's going to remind them of the man that raped them? I'm not saying that a mother could not love a child because it's not the kid's fault, but there are going to be some cases where the mother is just going to be like, I can't do it. I just cannot do it because that kid is going to remind me every single day of the man that raped me.
And I agree that the mother should be vaccinated.
Leving believes the judge is breaking new ground that could play out in other custody cases as well. No word on when the appellate court will make its decision. At the Daily Center, Dane Placco, Fox 32, Chicago.
Matter of fact, you probably need to get done with this story because it sounds like there's another one happening right down the block from you with all those sirens. So you might be able to get a two-for-one special two-piece biscuit when it comes to covering stories. So you might want to get that one done because he was a little bit in a hurry at the end. But I would like to hear from you guys. I would love to get some feedback from you. Do you think this judge is overstepping his boundaries? Do you think this mother should have been vaccinated? Because it does work both ways. Now it just seems like we're telling women now with even more what they can or cannot do with their body. Like, we're forcing you to get a vaccine, but we're also going to force you not to have abortions. It's crazy. Email me, Tuttle@gmail.com. That's Tuttle with two D's, Tuttle@gmail.com. Or leave me a voicemail, 407-270-3044. Going to take a quick break. Be back in a few minutes. You are listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
Great news, folks. You now have the chance to see the face in front of that sexy voice. Right you are, sir. The Tuttle Daily Podcast streams Monday to Friday on YouTube. Anything can happen at the Hobo Fish Camp.
Oh,
okay.
Oh,
okay, sir. That's enough. Okay. So go to youtube.com/Tuttle. Don't forget to subscribe and hit that bell button so you're notified anytime Tuttle goes live. Good job, sir.
If you're in the market to buy or sell a home in Volusia, Brevard, or Flagler counties, you need to reach out to Ian Hanna at ianhannahomes.com. On his site, you can learn more about Ian's use of premium photography and aggressive marketing to sell your home quickly and painlessly. So if you're a first-time buyer and not sure where to start, connect with Ian at ianhannahomes.com.
Questions? Comments? Concerns? Compliments? Or do you just want to tell Tuttle to fuck off? In any event, contact Tuttle. Tuttle@gmail.com. It's Tuttle with two D's, dumbass.
Welcome back to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. I don't even know why I act like this is a second segment because me and Charlie usually do an hour and then it makes it sound all really, really bad. And I'm kind of just, you know, raising the curtain and showing you what's behind it. But anyways, the one and only Charlie in limo joins me. Charlie, how are you?
I'm good, man, but I'd lower that curtain quick if you can.
Yeah, no kidding. If they could see where I'm broadcasting from right now. We were talking about this before we went on. This is the first Labor Day that you've ever had on. Now, what is Labor Day? Like, what? I know what Memorial Day is. I know what Veterans Day is. Mm-hmm. Like, I've seen a lot of people say, you know, the people that have fought in the military. Happy Memorial Day. That's a big no-no. You don't say Happy Memorial Day because Memorial Day is supposed to be, you know, for all the people that have died in the line of service, correct?
I believe that's what it's supposed to, technically supposed to be for, but usually it's just another day for white trash to keep drinking.
Yeah, but Veterans Day, though, is more of for everybody that has served, not just the people that have died.
Yes, I think it's supposed to be all-encompassing, whereas Memorial Day is supposed to honor those that have fallen.
Yeah, so, but, I mean, we really, really do not, like, observe the holidays for what they are. Like, 4th of July. Do you think we actually, it's all about, you know, Jason Paul Pierre blowing off a couple of his fingers and stuff like that. But do you think really anybody really like sits down and thinks, oh, man, this is the day that we became a country and we defeated the British?
Yeah, we actually gained our independence. No, probably not. Again, goes back to just another day for people to drink and do stupid stuff.
But Labor Day, what is that for? Like, all right. So if you're unemployed, is that the day like you're actually supposed to do something? And then the people that have been working are the ones that are supposed to take the day off?
I would hope so, because when you're unemployed, every day is Saturday. It's insane.
Exactly. Now,
and if it's supposed to be Labor Day and what, honor the people who labor, or then why does only part of the country get it off? Unless you're a banker, then you get every holiday off.
Oh, yeah. Bankers get it off all the time. All right. So let's go through the holidays here, okay?
All right.
New Year's Day, January 1st, 2021. That was this year. I mean, New Year's Day. Now, let me ask you, Charlie, do you guys up in Montana have any New Year's Day like traditions? I'm not talking resolutions, but I'm talking just like, because ours is always black eyed peas and collard greens are supposed to be like good luck on New Year's Day.
So you listen to the band Black Eyed Peas and you eat collard greens?
No, we actually eat, we eat black eyed peas, white rice. I know white. It makes me look really, really bad when I say, why can't it be brown rice? Or, you know, it's just got to be white rice.
Your term, not mine.
Yeah. White rice. The black eyed peas, white rice. You usually put like a ham hock or something in there, and then collard greens.
That was my street.
Is, was what?
Ham hock.
Yeah, I. But I mean that's what we always do for like good luck. But I mean, most of the time it's been really shitty years for me, so I don't even know why I keep doing it.
No, I don't think we really have anything. I think if any, maybe a shot. You know, drink again. Everything goes back to drinking around here. That's why it's like me not drinking. I've noticed it more and more all the time. Mm-hmm. It's insane.
Yeah. You know, since my pops isn't around, you know, this weekend was the first Florida Gator game I watched without him. My mom stayed up, watched the whole game with me. Didn't
they destroy who they were playing?
Yeah. Florida Atlantic University.
Well, yeah. Isn't that FIU?
Yeah, FAU. Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. God. I used to live not too far from there when I was in Florida.
Well, see, now they've had this starter that's been waiting like 3 years to start. And then they got this new kid who was from actual Gainesville. Like, I mean, it couldn't be even better, right? Like, he went to high school in Gainesville. He's playing for the Gators in Gainesville. And he absolutely killed it. Like, so who do you play? Do you play the better of the two, or do you play the... Do you give the guy that's been waiting for 3 years another shot?
That's a tough one, man. That's why college is always weird. Somebody could just, you know, some freshman can just come in and take your spot if you don't perform well, or if you get one little injury, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, how often does a freshman that played high school football in the same city as the collegiate team he's playing for? I mean, you're going to sell a lot of his jerseys for one thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody in Florida loves when it's a Florida boy that goes to one of the colleges there, especially if they live.
Tebow, Jacksonville. He was from Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was going to bring him up a second ago.
Yeah. But I mean, what do you think about the NIL, where they're able to use their own image and likeness to be able to get paid now. Like, they're not getting paid from the colleges, but they're allowed to go out. And like, the first thing I would do was go to the one of the bars in the college town and be like, all right, after game day, after the game, I'm coming, I'm hanging out at your bar and I'm drinking and you can pay me. Well, you know, like, that would be the first thing I would go after.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, look at Shaq. Everybody knows that he didn't make any money when he played Orlando. He made his money when he was in college.
Yeah, no. Yeah. But I mean, look at Shaq though. I mean, Shaq though has become pretty much a businessman. Like, I mean, you cannot watch a TV commercial without him being on it now.
And isn't it funny, because for the longest time that was more associated with like a Magic Johnson type thing. Shaq has eclipsed Magic Johnson as a businessman, I think.
Magic had the movie theaters, right? And then he owned like a couple of restaurants and stuff as well too.
He did. And then I think he sold part of the movie investment that he had, you know, in all those theaters. And that's when he took over and had a little chunk of the Lakers, which I still think he does.
Yeah, but I mean, look at Shaq though. He comes in, he takes over basically for racist ass Papa John, and now has the Shaqaroni, which is a pizza that is humongous. And basically, like, he gives, like, he's smart. He's a worker. Like, he is a worker. Like, he is like giving a part of the percentage of every Shaqaroni that's being sold from Papa John's now. He's basically the spokesperson for the general insurance, is basically for white trash son of a bitches in the state of Florida. I thought the general was only the state of Florida.
No, it's all over. We get those commercials up here. It's actually funny because one of the guys that I was joking with, I was like, I think he served. He likes to go on about his military stuff. So one day when I had a few, I was like, yeah, didn't you serve under the general from those car insurance commercials? I was like, who was in charge there? Captain Crunch? I was like, shut the fuck up.
I always thought that was just a local, like, sponsorship. I only thought that was an Orlando thing. Just like Morgan & Morgan, like John Morgan. I forget John Morgan's, like, all over the country now.
Yeah, he is. It's, what was I was watching or listening to some radio station on something, and it was a Morgan & Morgan commercial. I was like, that's crazy. The only reason why I know about him is from old, you know,
Bubba
the Love Sponge stuff.
And I love how all these, like, the Orlando Predators used to do this all the time, these billboards that would, like, garner attention. Like, Morgan & Morgan's new billboards are size matters. You know, because they're the big law firm.
Oh my!
And it's
God.
And it's size matters now. And I'm just like, yeah.
The Orlando Predators sounds like something from the Penal League.
Yeah, but no, the Orlando Predators. They like the Predator like movies. You know, they're coming out with another like Predator movie. Like, when is Arnold Schwarzenegger gonna give it up when it comes to just movies?
Is he gonna
Yeah, he's in it. And guess who else is in it?
Carl Weathers?
Danny Glover.
Okay. Well,
from
Danny
the
Glover,
second one. So yeah, you got the hero from the first and the second movie coming together in a Predator type movie.
Well, Danny Glover needs the money. Arnold does not, you know, but as long as they do it right. You know what was a piece of crap? Speaking of Arnold going back and getting the money, that Terminator that they made, that last one with him and Linda Hamilton.
Oh, is that the one where they find the old, like, age Terminator? They call them, like, Uncle Bob or something. And then you had the enhanced chick from those scary movies, like The Changeling or whatever that one was, that played, like, the female, like, Predator or not. I mean, Terminator. Like, she was, like, part human, part, like, she was like a cyborg.
Basically, they really, and then at the end of it, it was just like shots from the other movies. You know what I mean?
Let's
Edward Furlong's in this in a little clip. That's all you see.
Yeah, the aging though, I don't know. Like, it's hit or miss with the de aging CGI stuff that they do.
I think it's very miss. I haven't seen anything that's been that good. I mean, look at The Irishman. There's some scenes Marvel, that you're like, God damn.
Marvel does a pretty good job at it, though. Like, they did it with Robert. They did it with Robert Downey Jr. And he looked like, you remember the movie that he did with the nerd from 16 Candles, Johnny B. Goode or whatever?
Okay, kind of.
Or even Going Back to School or whatever.
Oh, yeah, the movie Back to School?
Or, yeah, Back to School. Yeah. Back to School with Rodney Dangerfield. Yeah, so like
'80s style.
Robert Downey.
Yeah, back when he was fun.
Now, is that the biggest comeback story?
Yes. It has to be. That dude, everybody thought he was done. I mean, he had gone to jail multiple times.
Like, the judge told him, he's like, you get one more shot. That's it. And then we're throwing the key away.
And then he ended up landing Iron Man and restarting his career, basically, because he was in a bunch of crap, too.
That Kiss Kiss Bang Bang one they did.
God, that was horrendous. I remember watching this because I was like, this is a Val Kilmer movie I've never seen. And then I was like, that was a movie that I never wanted to see. Val Kilmer was okay in it. He had some kind of snarky lines as the gay whatever he was supposed to be and guy in charge. I don't really even remember that movie because it was so bad. I just remember the Val's in it and some chick dies at some party.
Definitely Tombstone was his best movie, but like if you had to rank the top three Val Kilmer movies, what would you go with?
Batman and Robin, Thunderheart, and Real Genius.
Jesus. All right. I forgot about Real Genius.
or Top Secret. You could put that in there too.
What was the one? The Ghost in the Darkness was one of my favorites. I know you're just joking about those three movies, but Real Genius was real. I will watch Real Genius every time that it's on.
Oh, it's kind of painful. He's like the smart elder statesman who hung out at the college too long.
But they've done that. They've done that whole thing with that older guy that's sticking around for way too long at the colleges. Didn't Ryan Reynolds do one for a while there?
Yeah, he had that National Lampoon movie that he was basically stuck at the college with, the one dude from Harold and Kumar who ends up taking over. And then that was just stupid. I think that was the last National Lampoon movie that actually made any money when you think about it.
Yeah. You know, a movie that I watched the other day that I completely forgot about, but it still holds up. Well, a little bit, bits and pieces. Stripes with Harold Ramis. I mean, Harold Ramis wrote some pretty fantastic movies.
Plus it has John Candy in it.
Yeah. But I mean, the assault of vehicle that they had in the movie Stripes was just an RV. I mean, it was a little dumb there.
You didn't like Pauly Shore's version of it?
Oh.
In the Army Now?
In the Army Now, yeah. That one.
I got Andy some money.
Do you remember Steve Martin, Sergeant Bilko, that they did?
Yes, I do.
God, see, this is why I love you so much, is that like you will.
I watched a lot of bad
the most
movies.
Random movies because Sergeant Bilko. Yeah.
You know who else was in Sergeant Bilko?
Phil Hartman.
Yeah.
Yeah, Phil Hartman was. But Bilko was really, really good. And but they had a lot of those movies like that.
They had and then they made McHale's Navy with what's his name? Played Frasier.
The one that was married to Roseanne, wasn't it?
No, Tom Arnold did one too, and he did. Did he do McHale's Navy or yes?
I thought he was McHale's Navy.
It was, and then Down Periscope.
He did Periscope, Down Periscope was
the one with
Kelsey Grammer.
Yes, that was it. Because Lauren Holly was in Down Periscope.
Yeah, man. Whew. All right. See, there's some pretty bad ones. But I will say this, though. I watched a movie. Like, I can't remember what happened, but I only saw about a quarter of it, and I had to leave the movie for an emergency. But the movie Moonlight, did you ever watch it?
Was the emergency that your bowels released? Because that movie stunk.
Yeah, but I mean, didn't that movie win Best Picture that year?
Doesn't mean it's a good one.
No. I really do think it was just really, really artsy, and it was kind of all over the place. And I hate movies that just fade to black without any closing, like any wrapping it up at all. Do you ever hated? Do you know what I'm talking about when I say that?
The Sopranos finale?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, that pissed a lot of people off because people were like, what happened? Well, you know, that's the greatest thing about movies is you can use your own fucking imagination to figure out what happened. Or if you actually paid attention to the series, you know what happened.
Are you gonna watch the movie, The Saints of New York?
Yeah, Many Saints of Newark. Yes, yeah. I will watch it. I'll wait till late. I'm actually hopefully going to go see it in theaters the way that it should be seen instead of just watching it at home on HBO Max the lazy way, which I'll end up doing again too. But
I think it'll be good though.
I think it will too. Michael Gandolfini, James's son, is actually a pretty decent actor. He was in The Deuce, the TV show that David Chase made about porn in the 1970s and 80s.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, it was a good show. He plays one of the guys' sons who ends up working in a whorehouse.
Do you, when you go to a movie theater, do you prefer chain or mom and pop movie theaters? As long as they give you like a good experience. Because here, I'll give you an example. Growing up in DeLand area, we had the Athens Theater, which it was kind of like a dine-in type movie experience, you know, because they've all gone there, but like you could get food ordered to your table and stuff, but you had to order before the movie started.
Of course, I don't want to be interrupting the movie.
Yeah.
That makes sense. I've never even been to one of those things where they actually have the dining experience. I think it'd be kind of cool.
But like, I mean, have you ever been to a cool mom and pop place?
Yes, I have.
I like them though.
I do too.
It's more intimate.
I went to, I used to go to a few down in South Florida. And then when my dad lived in Chicago, we'd go to ones all the time that, you know, go see cheap movies for $5 back when you could go see movies for $5.
Dude, we used to have a little multiplex. You know, this was like one of the first multiplexes. You remember, like, I mean, before it was like maybe one, maybe two theaters at most.
Mm-hmm.
But then they started coming out with like the 6 or 8. And everybody's done it. Like, have you ever like planned it out where you've done the movie hopping day?
Where, yes, like, I have, but it hasn't been a while. It's been a while.
But I mean, we've all done that though.
Oh,
before,
yeah.
Right. Like,
well, there used to be a lot of good movies that would come out. It's not like it is now where there's only maybe one movie that you want to go see. You know, you don't want to go hop around to movies when you're there to go see a Marvel movie or some superhero movie. You're not going to be interested in the other crap that's there.
Yeah. And we used to do this too. Like back in the day when we were younger, like you had to be a certain age to go a rated R movie. And like my mom would buy the rated R tickets for us. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
But there would be some times where my mom would not take us and we would have to like buy a ticket for another movie and sneak into the R-rated theater or the movie. Did you ever do that?
Of course, which was always funny because the movie that you were going to go see was like always across from the one that you were got a ticket from or like the next one over. It was always right near the movie that you were going out of to go see anyway. It always worked out. It was very convenient. Whatever happened? Here's a question. Whatever happened to IMAX? Remember when they were making a huge deal about that?
Okay, so a lot of people get fooled by, all right, there's true IMAX, and then there's theaters that claim to be IMAX.
Yes.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes. So, In Chicago, I went to a theater that was an actual IMAX theater, and I saw U571, and it was incredible. It was the only time I saw that movie twice. Once that, and then once afterwards, and I was like, I'll never watch this movie again because the first time I saw it was great.
Okay, so IMAX, all right, there's actual holes in the movie screen where the bass and the sound can travel through, so you're immersed into the movie experience.
You can feel it in your seat. It's like it's totally different from the people that claim to be the IMAX. Yeah, you can definitely tell, because I remember going up and looking at the screen afterwards and seeing all the holes in it.
Yeah, but
wondering how you didn't see them when it projected it. It just blew my mind. Plus, I was a kid, you know, so.
Yeah, and then it's the straight up seating. Like the mm-hmm. screen is humongous. Like you could tell if it's a true IMAX.
It wraps just by, around.
Yeah, it wraps around. Plus, if you want to tell if it's true IMAX, the steepness. I don't even know if that's a word, but how steep
incline.
the stairs and the incline is when it comes to the theater that you're in.
It's like sitting in a band shell almost that goes up, straight up. Is the way that it curves around like that. It's incredible. It's actually one of the best ways to watch movies if it's true IMAX.
Last IMAX I saw IMAX 3D was probably what was the James Cameron movie?
Titanic? Avatar?
No. Avatar, yeah.
I think the last IMAX movie, true IMAX movie I saw was Batman Begins.
Oh yes, yeah. Because also that's the other thing though, okay? Some movies are okay if they're specifically shot for IMAX. It makes the experience even better because you can tell a difference.
Yes, absolutely. You can tell when because I've been to that same theater that I saw U571. I saw Christ, I can't even remember what the movie was, and it wasn't an IMAX movie, and it was different. It didn't go all the way around the screen. It was kind of
Gets distorted a little bit.
That's a great way of putting it. It does look blurry. It looks like when your Netflix is getting crappy internet connection and you're like, I can kind of make out what they are, but it's blurry. What the hell?
Man, I hate how, man, I've been getting throttled a lot lately. I hate these cell phone companies, man. I really, really fucking hate them.
They had nice things to say about you.
No. It's just like, all right, So we're getting faster and faster speeds. All right. So I'm getting 5G. Now we have 5G. And then the next thing will be something else or whatever. Isn't Sick. That like just eating up like your data even quicker? Like I've noticed like the faster that the speeds have been going, like your data just gets eaten up that much quicker. Like they give you faster speeds, but they don't give you more data.
Not only that, they give you faster speeds, but it doesn't seem like it's that fast. 5G hasn't been that great, you know. I mean, maybe it's just because of around here. But even when I go to like Washington and stuff where they have true 5G, it's still not anything that I'm like, oh shit, it's that fast. You know?
Back to what I was saying about watching the Gators game without my dad, my mom's actually been catching up on the TV show Yellowstone, and she definitely wants to make a trip. Like she is not traveling. I can't tell you the last time she's traveled outside the state of Florida, but like she's wants to go to fucking Montana now.
Well, yeah, I'll go down there with her. I've never been to Yellowstone, actually.
Talking about the she's been watching the TV show Yellowstone.
No, I know. I'm talking about the actual park, too. I've never even been down there.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm not even talking about the park. She just wants to see like the true Montana, not the touristy type area and going and seeing Old Faithful and all the geysers and stuff.
Well, that's the one thing about Yellowstone too, is when you use that, they think of geysers and shit, but that park is huge. There's a lot more than just that shit down there. You know what park is actually, I think in my opinion is better, is Glacier National Park. They have fucking big glaciers up there year round, basically.
Really?
There's snow up there year round at the top of these things. And the water is amazing. It's a lot. I thought it's a lot cooler. Of course, I've never been to Yellowstone. I've been around it. I've never been to the park per se.
Well, if that's
but who
Super
cares
Bowl-
about that? I've seen buffalo and I've seen geysers and stuff before. So it's not, you know.
I mean, the great thing about it, though, is like if that super volcano goes off, like the people in Florida, we're going to die a slow death. Like you'll be vaporized like immediately, like if it does happen.
One could only hope.
Yeah, I mean, like you won't even know what happened, really, if the super volcano in Montana goes off.
Well, I don't want to end up being like that guy in RoboCop that got all that toxic waste covered on him, and he's one big blob.
Yeah, and then he gets run over by his buddy, and he just explodes, and then that guy like wrecks into a fucking forklift or something, and it
gets run over
right
by
down.
Kurtwood Smith, the father from That 70s Show. Red. Red was, he, Kurtwood Smith was a badass in that movie as the villain.
Yeah, he was. He was. Do you remember, I in RoboCop 2, I hated that little kid, though. I wanted to punch him in the face.
Oh, he was so smug looking.
Yeah. All right, so before we go, we started at the beginning of the show going through holidays.
Yeah.
All right, so you got New Year's Day, Martin Luther King Jr. Day. I know everybody gets it all, but do you think everybody celebrates Martin Luther King Jr. Day?
No, I don't. No. I don't know how you're supposed to celebrate it.
I mean, it was a guy that got assassinated.
I would like to honor him in the correct way.
What?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking. I would like to honor him in the correct way, but I'm not sure what it is.
I don't know.
Like, what are you supposed to do? I know you're supposed to acknowledge, you know, the great accomplishments that he's done, but
are you supposed to do something nice for an African American?
Hmm. That's a good point. Maybe you are.
Like, well, buy them a meal, or, you know, like, you know how the Pope washes the poor. I don't want to say black people are poor by saying that.
Stepping and stuff, don't you?
Yeah, I know. But what I'm saying, though, is like wash their feet, or, you know, like do whatever. What I'm trying to say is, like, how are you supposed to celebrate Martin Luther King Jr. Day?
By reflecting, maybe. I don't know. That's a good question. I'm going to have to do some.
If you're a vampire? How do you reflect?
You don't. You stay out of the sun and you regroup.
And that was always horrible. That was a hack ass joke, by the way.
And don't they have to be invited into houses to come in? They just can't come in.
Yeah. No home invasions by vampires.
The world would be a lot better place if we had more of them. They're not breaking
in. Black vampires? If we had more black vampires?
Yeah. That Eddie Murphy movie, Vampire in Brooklyn.
That was a great movie.
Wasn't that a Mel Brooks movie?
I don't think that was. It could have been. I'm not absolutely sure. But you had Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and then you got Memorial Day, which, you know, is for the fallen soldiers. Then you have Independence Day, not the movie, but
you should honor that movie, not the second one, but the first. Yeah.
Second one was pretty bad. Labor Day, which is what we're doing now. Veterans Day, which is November 11th. Thanksgiving, November 25th this year. Then Christmas Day. See, everybody forgets that Thanksgiving is only an American holiday.
Yeah, it's different. In Canada, it's not, it's Boxing Day or whatever.
I thought Boxing Day was the day after Christmas.
Oh, maybe it is. I don't know. It's a Canadian holiday. They don't celebrate Thanksgiving.
I think they do celebrate Thanksgiving.
Bastards. They shouldn't. What did they fight for?
I don't know, man. Who did
they give blankets with smallpox to?
Yeah, see, that's the other thing about watching Yellowstone, man. Like, we really did screw over the Indian Nation pretty bad. Like,
oh, no, we definitely did. But you know what? They didn't exactly... How do I word this correctly? They didn't exactly do themselves any favors either. You know what I mean? Especially now when they're like, oh, they took our land. Well, quit being drunk all the time and fighting each other, fighting everybody, you know, all of them.
Or tobacco or, well, you know.
No, they're all hopped up on meth and then they, you know, start to drink and then the people are fighting and generations are fighting in the street. One time I was I was driving down Central.
What, a knife fight between two Indians?
No, it was not a knife fight. It was literally like a mob of Indians just fighting in the middle of the street. I stopped at the red light. I'm looking at it. I'm like, oh, God, just turn green. And then by the time it turned green, I slowly cruised through there. Dude, a cop drove by and didn't even stop. That's how many people were out fighting.
Well, yeah, you know, I mean, the regular police can't go on like reservations. Like, is there any reservations close to you or no?
Yeah, there's a few of them.
Like, are you as a whitey allowed to drive onto a reservation?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, do you want to stop there? That's up to you, but you can drive there. Yeah. You know what everybody goes there for? 4th of July, because they get the best fireworks.
Have you ever smoked peyote with an Indian in a sweat hut, like a teepee?
I've never smoked peyote. I have smoked out of those like hatchet type things.
Huh.
But it was just
weed. Just weed.
Yeah, yeah, basically.
Do the Indians got good weed or no?
That's where I used to get it all the time in high school. Actually, they had the consistently good weed. And they usually get it and a good price too.
Wait, they did, because they ain't got to pay taxes on that. Well, I mean, you're not.
No, well, most of it, you know why? It's because most of it was grown by one of their relatives or somebody that they know, you know? And so
yeah.
Somebody knows somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody. But hey, as long as the price is the same and the bag's way out, I didn't care.
All right, Charlie, tell people how they can check you out. And we need to talk later today, whenever you have some time, about the weekend gimmick and go over some details. So,
sure, absolutely. Well, make sure you go and subscribe to youtube.com/Tuttle. Check out all of his content and his live streams. And you can follow me on Twitter at Real Lame Charlie.
All right, Charlie, man. What are you up to the rest of the day?
I'm going to, guess, enjoy it, because I've never had a Labor Day off. So I don't know. I don't really know what to do. I mean, not labor. That's one thing I'm going to do.
Yeah, you wouldn't believe all the boaters. It is a big ass traffic jam on the river right now.
Has there been any accidents yet or incidents?
There's been a lot of screaming and yelling,
you
people
or them.
No, I just need to put the tripod out right by the river and just start filming stuff.
Do a little time lapse of yelling.
Yeah, because people are just if you get too close or they're going too fast or somebody's parked in the channel.
You're goddamn weight coming to hit my boat.
And then a lot of people get upset because people let their dogs play in the shallow water. And I'm like, do you realize how there's gators and bull sharks that swim in that actually patrol this little patch of water here?
And
I just don't understand, dogs are splashing. I mean, they just bring so much attention to themselves.
Well, Jesus, I mean, just a few years ago that alligator drug that kid off that Disney resort. What do you think it's gonna do to a dog?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, so I this one guy that shrimps all the time, because we got an island, when he goes to check out his crab traps and shrimp and stuff like that, he'll drop off his four Great Danes on one of the island, and they'll just be out there playing out in the water. And I'll break out my camera every time. And I'm like, okay, I'm just waiting for a gator to grab one of these Great Danes. And even though they're one of the biggest dogs in the world, if a gator grabbed a hold of it, it's over with.
Oh, man, how great would that be? It'd be your own Lake Placid going on there. You could be Oliver Platt.
Yeah. Oh, man. That movie was on the other day, too. All right. Paxton or Pullman?
Oh, it's got to be Bill Paxton.
No,
Bill Pullman. Bill. No. Oh, in that movie? Or I thought you meant in general.
No. I was asking in that movie.
Oh, it's,
oh yeah. Paxton's definitely a better. I mean, been in bigger
Bill
movies.
Bill Pullman is definitely in that. You know who should get an award is the old lady who lived at the house there with the gators.
Oh, Betty White.
Beating them. Fantastic. Yeah. That movie, you know what? Wasn't bad.
Who was the chick that was in that? She was also in that La Femme Nikita movies there for a little while. What that?
Yeah. What was that chick's name? Oh, it escaped me now.
God damn it. Anyways. All right, Charlie. We'll stay here and talk forever. I appreciate the time, my friend, and I'll talk to you later, okay?
All right. Sounds good. Thanks for having me on.
And that's the show for today. Thanks for listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hey, don't be a dickhead. Do us a favor. Like, share, and subscribe to the show. Also, check out the Tuttle category at 315live.com. The Tuttle Daily Podcast is brought to you by Starfire Transport, StitchYouUp.com, and PocketBearClub.com. Special thanks to show producer Vulture and co-host Siroc. Show voiceover service is brought to you by jcvoiceover.com and The Little Cheese Show. Download and subscribe to The Little Cheese Show everywhere podcasts are found. If you want to help support the show, go to paypal.me/TuttleOnTheRadio. You have something you want to say? Tuttle@gmail.com or leave a voicemail at 407-270-3044. To follow all Tuttle's social media, go to Tuttle.net. That's Tuttle with 2Ds.net. Thanks again for all your support, and we'll see you tomorrow on the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
I get ignorant in normal situations.
What? What you mean?
What the fuck you mean?
What are you talking about?
Nigga, what the fuck is you talking about?
Oh, shit.